Off the record.
Google search what David Erner warns.
And here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever. Daily Vale. Dale Bailey.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop, fellow Aussie Thanasi. Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Before we move off this frivol conversation.
Frivol?
Welcome to you, Mick.
Yeah, g'day, Russell. How you going, mate?
Good.
He's no certainty to face Richmond. We really want him to play. We want the Duddy and Busty show.
So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Choices Flooring's room view makes choosing flooring easy. Visit choicesflooring.com.au to find out more.
It does. Choices Flooring's room view makes choosing flooring easy. Visit choicesflooring.com.au. They will sort your community out with all of its needs. All the local businesses, you name it, choicesflooring.com.au is the answer to find out more. And Pixie, old mate, old China plate, the floor is yours. It's an old
Stop calling me the old China plate, please. It's annoying. Right, start us off with Miles Fitzner. Starts us off. Have a listen to this one.
This one from Ronnie. Text, does Miles thank you every day for turning him into a superstar? Without you, he was nothing. You've built him into the next Bruce Vakamani. Do you get a finder's fee?
Bruce Vakamani. Oh, right. Okay, Miles. Yeah, okay. No problems. Up next, Peter Mitchell had the latest on the grand final. It's fair to say he probably isn't picking the Bulldog skipper Marcus Bontempelli as his Norm Smith bet.
I think it will be a tie between St Kilda's Jack Steele.
Hi.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempelli. Bontempelli.
Bontempelli or Bontempelli?
Bontempelli.
That's okay, we'll go with that then.
In Italy.
Of course it's not, Peter. Of course it's not. I did like this one. He's a concerned listener and talkback caller. Umpires and umpiring and also a new rule he's not happy with.
Kind of thing. I just hope it doesn't become a factor in the first grand final with a stand on the rule mark.
I mean, if someone gets done with a stand on the rule mark today, we're in real trouble. Okay. Now, midday madness. Dwayne does it five days a week. Midday madness.
He does.
Yeah, he takes everyone's calls. You call, you get on. That's what he does. But I'll tell you what he is also. He's a comforting man. Let's have a listen.
Let's go to Jenny first. Welcome to you, Jenny.
Oh, hi, Dwayne. So lovely to talk to you. Love your show. And
thank you.
You keep me company and the rest of the boys all day when hubby's at work.
He's become the other man, Dwayne. He's become the other man. The radio guy. He's a great companion. This was Dwayne. This name calling is just getting out of control here. Have a listen to Dwayne, huh?
Ryan, who wins tomorrow, do you think?
I honestly don't know, Shane. I love the fact that both sides are in it.
Okay.
And to be honest, it's a guess, Shane.
That's all right, Brian. What a great memory.
There you go. So that's Kane being called Shane, and then he goes on to explain the situation, then gets himself confused.
Kane, Shane, Dwayne. All mixed up in a couple of names there. Good on you, Brian. Jack's in Elwood. Hi, Brian. You want to speak about the Bulldogs and who's your tip for Norm Smith?
Who was he talking to? He got himself all. Then Peely from Inverley, he was in on the joke.
Dwayne Russell up after 12 o'clock, as always. That's Dwayne, not Shane. Peely is on the line. You want to speak about the big one tomorrow, Peely? Your thoughts?
G'day, Shane. How are you, mate?
I'm good.
It doesn't stop.
You're encouraging. You're fostering
all
this.
Oh, of course I am. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I'm going to stop to it soon.
Righto. Dennis O'Kane. I have to admit, the guys at the back and girls, they had nailed Tony Tardio for this, but no, this is not TT. This is Dennis O'Kane.
Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce believes Mr. Porter's voters will be for...
nice, just change the word. I don't mind it. Well done, Dennis.
Did you call him the Prime Minister rather than the Acting Prime Minister then too? Have one more go with that?
Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce believes Mr. Porter's constituents voters will be for...
Constituents?
He makes that same error regularly.
Damo here, one of the few media personalities to be let into Perth, of course. But he's one of the best in the business some of the time.
And Oliver and Lee and Maver. Yeah. Lee.
Lever and May.
It happens.
I think we just named the two of them Maver. It's easier. I've done it before. I did it on a call once. I called a Maver. I picked up Jordan Lewis for it. Now, it's happening a lot because they always talked, the two of them at once.
Yep.
May and Lever. Lever and May. May and Lever. Let's just call them Maver.
We're seeing lots of combinations of
like,
them.
You know, you get the Brangelina and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. Let's call them Maver. I think it'll work.
We've seen a bit of Lay. We've seen a bit of Lever. We've seen lots of combos.
Nah, Maver works for me. Right. After that US president forgot the fella down under's name last week, today's show, we're determined to get it right.
It's had to bide your time. And, hey, look, Prime Minister, we never forget your show here on the Today Show, OK? Your name.
Yeah, not your show, your name. Your name on the Today Show. Now, this is ScoMo himself, determined to be clear.
Let me be clear. Australia is not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons.
And to finish us off, a race call that reminded us how beautiful this Chinese meal is.
Further out, the Mockery Manifest is putting in its running in Sizzling Star. Akaka Falls hit the lead. The Mockery Manifest is running home powerfully now. The Mockery Manifest went past Akaka Falls, and the Mockery Manifest is coming right away from Akaka Falls and Brief Statement. Dokumi Manifest is a big winner.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Righto.
How many different ways did he say it? Can we have one more go?
You can give him another go.
Further out, the Mockery Manifest is putting in its running in Sizzling Star. Akaka Falls hit the lead. The Mockery Manifest is running home powerfully now. The Mockery Manifest went past Akaka Falls, and the Mockery Manifest is coming right away from Akaka Falls and Brief Statement. Dokumi Manifest is a big winner.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Have we got the throwback
time, please.
Foxy will find that for us.
No, we're not using that, Craig. It's my segment. Throwback time.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Okay, and we're throwing back to a man who I think had a couple of beers. He'd been on the beers, as Dan Andrews would say, at the golf.
And well done to the players. The players have been fantastic. It's a great finish. Congratulations to Ernie Eels. It's been fantastic. Congratulations.
But throwback, he blamed throwback, unfortunately. Yes. But it was throwback, all right, to our segment. Bill Laurie time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it.
Very, very fitting that was played this week. I'll tell you what I did notice. Bob and Andy clearly don't listen to this show. Like, it's obvious that they don't listen to the show. He wasn't across Windy until about 2 months later. Bob's got no idea what's going on.
Better things to do than listen to us.
They heard the Any Other Union audio this week like it was they'd found a nugget. They'd found a nugget. We've been playing that for the best part of 6 or 7 years. Every week, basically, whenever someone does a stuff up, and they found it this week, was like, well, give that another run. I'm thinking, honestly, have you got no awareness of what the other program's on?
Right.
No,
they built it. It was like when Tim Watson filled in for you and he laughed at every joke for the first time.
Oh, anyway, Andy Maher, this is Andy Maher, who's in his own segment here, really.
As soon as next year, alongside Daniel Ricciardo, which would be unbelievable.
Well, there's another name to keep our eye on, mate. Oscar.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, it's a beauty. Gotcha. Anyway, the Indiana of the Union. He was fascinated by it this week. They gave it 2 runs yesterday.
Yep. It's only in the ecosystem because of us.
Yeah, I know.
We spotted it on the news.
Well, of course we did. Now, I've left it to Coxie for the...
Does he know the show well enough?
No, he does because it's grand final. It's grand final day, Hutch. Yeah. It's grand final day, my friend. So that's what we're doing. Throw it to the break.
Footy's on, footy's here again. Back to greet me like an old friend. And, well, that's the thing about, that's what I like about. Yeah, that's the thing about footy.